From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Ben Affleck's new thriller, Argo, chronicles a secret CIA rescue mission. The details were classified for years, and when they came to light, the operation sounded like something only Hollywood could come up with. Critic Bob Mondello says there's a reason.
1979, the Iranian public's hatred for their U.S.-installed Shah erupts when he leaves the country. A crowd grows around our embassy in Tehran, climbing the gates, taking dozens of Americans hostage.
Actions of Iran have shocked the civilized world.
Shocked the Canadian ambassador in Tehran, too, who finds himself secretly sheltering six escaped U.S. embassy workers in his residence. Now, how to get them out? The best idea the State Department's come up with.
What we like for this are bicycles.
Involves pedaling 300 miles to the border in the snow. The CIA's Tony Mendez has a slightly less outlandish thought.
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
A quick hop to Hollywood, where a makeup guy played by John Goodman is helping him recast his six embassy clerks as a plausible film crew.
Here's your director.
You teach somebody to be a director in a day?
You teach a rhesus monkey to be a director in a day. Look, if you're going to do this, you need a script, you need a producer.
Make me a producer.
No, you're an associate producer at best. You need somebody who's a somebody to put their name on it. Somebody respectable.
He's thinking.
With credits.
Slight squint.
Who you can trust with classified information.
Face is falling.
We'll produce a fake movie. For free.
So he takes Tony to meet with just the guy, who's played by Alan Arkin and who has his own doubts.
You want to set up a movie in a week. You want to lie to Hollywood, a town where everybody lies for a living. Then you're going to sneak 007 over here into a country that wants CIA blood on their breakfast cereal. And you're going to walk the Brady Bunch out of the most watched city in the world.
Asked about 100 militia at the airport. That's right.
Sounds crazier with each retelling, no? But he agrees, so it's back to Washington for approval.
What's wrong with the bikes again?
We tried to get the message upstairs, sir.
You think this is more plausible than teachers?
Yes, we do. One, there are no more foreign teachers in Iran.
And we think everybody knows Hollywood people. And everybody knows they'd shoot in Stalingrad with Pol Pot directing if it would sell tickets. There are only bad options. It's about finding the best one.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
The United States government has just sanctioned your science fiction movie.
And the tough stuff begins. You can hear that the script is snappy, but the real accomplishment here is how Ben Affleck, who both stars in and directs Argo, manages to segue from Ocean's Eleven-style repartee to pulse-pounding tension and back again. His CIA agent arrives in Tehran to find executed bodies swinging from construction cranes, cars on fire, mobs in the street, and six Americans who are both afraid to leave their hiding place and sketchy on the aliases they have barely 24 hours to learn.
What was the last movie you produced?
High and Dry.
Who paid for that?
CFDC.
What's your middle name? What's your middle name? What's your middle name?
Leon?
Shoot him. He's an American spy.
Look, they're going to try to break you, okay? By trying to get you agitated. You have to know your resume back to front. You really believe your little story is going to make a difference when there's a gun to our heads? I think my story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.
Affleck builds Argo to a heart-stopping finale, which is heightened a bit from what actually happened. But as the credits roll, he establishes just how artfully the film has blended truth and fiction by using words from President Jimmy Carter and side-by-side photos of the real folks and the actors. By its final fade, Argo feels like more than a thriller with real thrills and serious Oscar buzz. It feels like a window on events that led to the world that we live in now. I'm Bob Mondello.